Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
Today it's the house of Moxion, and we talk to Thibaut. Thibaut, how are you?
Yes, thank you so much. Everything is good.
Great. So tell us, who are you and what do you do?
So my family name is Moxion, and I'm the 14th generation of cognac producer. My family is based originally in Fambois region, and we...
Where exactly in Fambois?
In Fambois, we are located in Clusot, so it's between Saint-Sever and Cigogne. And we have roughly 50 hectares of vineyard, and we always have produced cognac, vinification, distillation. We have three pots still, and we also have the cellars. And in my family, we had in the past as well some vineyard in Petit Champagne, which has been inherited from my grandmother. And basically, it's thanks to my grandmother that she made a lot of research and genealogy that she discovered that back to 1745, we were already distilling, and we found some proof of the distillation back to that time.
So, and if I understand correctly, you gave back life to the brand name of Moxion rather recently, no?
Yeah, exactly. So the thing is, Moxion Selection was a creation for people, basically the Norwegian which I met in my previous working life, which always asked me for cognac, which could be unique coming from one single producer. And I was thinking that because of my background, because that all my family are involved in the cognac industry, I had the link and the connection with other cognac producers which have this, which I call the hidden treasure, which has been inherited from generation to generation and never been tasted, never been touched at all. And this is what we created, the Moxion Selection, because it's a selection of different cognac, one per appellation, which we will tell the story about this producer and about this quality. And we use the name Moxion because it's my family who has been in the region for so many years.
Do you want to speak about the link to Prunier?
Yeah, of course. So the thing is, in 2018, I joined Prunier, Cognac Prunier, as a commercial director. And with Stéphane Burnet, the owner, we had the idea of Moxion Selection before, but it's really with Stéphane that we decided to go further and really to launch the Moxion Selection. The point was obviously to find a producer in each appellation, which can obviously a story. The story is even more important than the cognac itself. The fact that we have obviously low volume, cask strength, non-chill filtered, single appellation, single producer cognac, where exactly the kind of product we were looking for. And obviously, the point was not as a pure vintage, as a Prunier range, which have a lot of vintages. Here, we put a lot because the information we received from the producer, which give us, obviously, traceability for the cognac itself, is not enough to really put the year on the label. It's more than that. What we were looking into Moxion Selection is to offer a unique cognac which has not been touched at all and in which we wanted to tell the story. We also created a special unique packaging for each of these cognac because we would join and we work closely with a blonde producer. All the bottles are blonde. Everything is produced in France. All the dry goods are French. And we decided to use as well a small artisan in the region, which gonna use the stave of the barrel. So it's a pure oak box coming from the rest of the old barrel which used to contain the cognac inside. And we go as well further because we had a metallic label which you see obviously the appellation, you see the number, each bottle are number for the from the first one to the last one, and you have the lot which can be 49 or 56 or 14 depend on the region.
So, and today, how many different cognacs do you offer at Moxion?
We have four, one of each appellation. So we have one which is lot 14, referring to 1914 in Bordery. We have one in Grand Champagne, 1938, called lot 38. Le Fin Bois, lot 1949, and the Petit Champagne, 56 for 1956. It is why, for instance, the Fin Bois is really interesting also by the quality of this cognac. It's very easy, either you love them or you don't. There is no middle point because they are not cognac which master blender will use. They are totally different as you find in the regular recipes, the regular cognacs, unless they will be able to use 1 or 2% like touches of this cognac. But for us, we offer 100% of these qualities.
So let's jump perhaps in. And let's look at the first product. So what do we taste today here? What do we have?
So we have the Fin Bois, lot 49. So this Fin Bois is really interesting because it's has been discovered from between the Petit Champagne region and the Fin Bois in the region called Artenac. And we have the producers which has this lot of 1949 and the story was very interesting because during the Second World War, this distillery has been bombed by the enemy. And the thing is, after the Second World War, from the time to rebuild the distillery and to start again a new distillation, it was in 1949. And the producer decided that, on memory of what happened, he didn't want to sell the stock of 1949 and he kept it for 70 years in 1,200 liters cask. So it's not the regular cognac cask, as everyone knows, which is basically 350, 400 liters. This one is a bigger one, and it has been kept for 70 years in such barrel, which we, when you take and you open the 49, you will see something very dark, which obviously ebony color. And what is interesting in these cognac is to really take your time. They are cognac which really needs people to swallow the glass, come, smell a little bit, and come back, you know. And on the nose, you will find like a smoky characteristic, which can be comparable to the scent of a cigar box opening. So it's really exactly this kind of feeling when you open your cigar box. This smell, you really find it in this cognac. Obviously, it's rather spicy, a little bit pitted. This is why the 49 is also very interested for the single malt whiskey lovers. They really like this cognac, which is obviously woody, but with hints of balsamic and dry orange peel. So it's a very complex cognac, which change during the time and needs between 40, 45 minutes to discover this cognac in order to appreciate. Obviously, we have 45% alcohol, so when you start tasting it, you will have this little bit offensive, powerful in the palate, but then you have this syrupy texture, which is very characteristic of such old cognac, and it's really with a long finish and a little bit of bitterness in the mouth.
So when you say 45%, I assume that this cognac was not diluted.
No. The point is we try to get what we found from the 1,200 liters barrel, take it directly in the demijohn, as we called. So we have a few demijohn left and we just sealed them under control and we kept them. We don't touch them in our cellar. So they spent 70 years in the basically pretty humid cellar because this barrel was on clay and it's now under sealed demijohn.
Can you explain the process and the reason why you bottled and took out the cognac from the barrel into the demijohn?
Because the point was really to preserve the quality we found and we tasted when we discovered this cognac. So first of all, there is also two things we wanted to, okay, at this instant, we discovered this quality and we want people to discover this the same. So if obviously keep it aging, we will obviously lose in terms of percentage year after year, and we will obviously have a different change in the mouth. What we discovered is, okay, boom, we found this quality, we want it, we want to protect it. The best way is to obviously put it in the demijohn, 30 liters, seal it, and then it will stay like that for almost ever, we say.
So I wonder, can you tell us how you found this cognac barrel?
So that's very interesting, because this is why we come back on the Moxion, because the Moxion is the purpose of why we created this brand. It's to show that we have the link in the region with all the relatives, all my grandfather, people he used to meet and stuff. So we have possibility to find families which are not cognac producer anymore. That is also the point, because if you find a cognac brand, either they buy cognac from different producers or they have their own production. Here we are talking basically for families which inherited of this kind of cognac. It's like when people get old furniture from the grandmother and stuff. This is exactly the same. So we are obviously talking about very small quantities and whey which has been distilled, which is just disappeared now, because most of them, for instance, on the next cognac, you will see that the pot still was only a small one, 5 hectoliters. So in the way they produce it, it's not something we are doing anymore. So it's really to have come back on the craft, but the addition of the craft, of the tradition, and the way that people used to cook, or I say to produce their way, you know. So this is something which you don't find anymore. And as long as you start blending a cognac, it's finished, you know.
I understand. But coming back to the how you actually found the barrel. So did you pick up the phone and just called relatives in the region and asked them, hey, do you still have a cognac barrel which is from the 1950s or so?
Exactly, because in fact, we even when we are discussing within the family, we obviously, all the topics are coming back to the cognac, and the fact that we discuss what we created bring people, oh, but you know what, I can also tell you the idea of the cousin of my grandmother from Petite Champagne, which asked me to come because they found in their cellar some 1848 Petite Champagne cognac, and they asked me to come to taste, to see was it good. And this is really this kind of people we are talking to. You are not talking about the one who are still doing the production as it is now. We are talking about these people, and it's important for us not to discuss anything. They sell what they want to sell. We are not pushing them. They want that much, we give that much. So for us, it's like a treasure. It's like we take from them a little bit of their story, and it's important to give them back this by telling them how their relatives or their grandfather used to produce that. So it's a win-win that we take from them some of their of this cognac, but we obviously offer the fact that people will know about this.
Great. Thibaut, that's a fantastic story. Thank you very much for this tasting and for all this explanation, for this introduction of Moxion.
Thank you.
So, merci. And yeah, I would say I talk to you very soon.
Sure.
And goodbye.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!